All right, we're getting a new segment here.
Yes, things I've heard. And this is things I've heard on this radio station over the last week. And you never know when you're going to hear something that's very thought-provoking here on America's favorite radio station. May happen in the morning, middays, afternoon, on the weekends. And that is our first thing that I've heard this week. It happened on Sunday. That's how we know we're going to a new topic. Okay. Our first topic was listening to Work in Progress with Monty and Mino and Travis, and they're having one of those ridiculous arguments that we all get into that has to do with sports. Did you watch any of the celebrity all-star basketball game?
No.
I didn't either. Apparently, Albert Pujols was in it, now former major leaguer, one of the greatest power hitters of our time over the last couple of decades, Hall of Fame career. And they got into the discussion. He doesn't look like your prototypical basketball player now. So they got into the discussion, could he ever dunk a basketball?
We started talking about, in his prime, the athletic prowess of one Albert Pujols. And we've talked about this forever on our show, like other athletes being able to dunk, like hockey players, baseball players. My contention is at no point was Albert Pujols ever able to dunk a basketball.
I think you're really overrating the athletic ability it takes to dunk a basketball.
I was going to say, you got to remember, when he was like a rookie his first couple years, he was a stolen base threat, too. Like, he was a full-on athlete.
See?
How tall is he?
6'3".
6'3".
And if you're 6'3 and decently athletic, you can dunk a basketball.
That is not auto-dunk, I don't think, man.
I think it is, man.
You can go to the gym right now and find 20 people that are 6 foot and can throw down dunks easily.
Okay, Bob was, what, 6'4"? And he says he was never really able to dunk.
He said he could, but he said he just couldn't palm it good. He could get up there to be able...
Dunking a basketball is doing all of it.
He also wasn't an elite athlete.
He said decently athletic.
How many stolen bases does Bob have?
I guess zero, so you got me there. If you have a stolen base in the MLB,
you have a shot.
Albert, Benji Molina had a stolen base.
Albert had two seasons where he stole 16 bases.
How we're equating that to dunking?
He has 117 career stolen bases.
See?
I don't know why, but that stayed with me all week. I've been thinking about that. I side with Team Yes. He's twitchy. He hit all those home runs. 6'3". Yes, he was very athletic early in his career. I say at some point he could dunk a basketball.
I do too. I side with Team Yes. The best segments I've heard on their show over the years have been the segments that they do on that topic. It's always great.
I don't know why we're so obsessed.
Well,
it's usually guys who can't dunk who are obsessed with, can that guy dunk or not?
Because this was a hot topic in college for us. Can so-and-so dunk?
Right.
And I kind of agree with Monty in that it's close, but I ultimately agree with Mino and everybody else. Albert Pujols could probably dunk back in the day, especially at 6'3", being a pro athlete. I was 6'1", and could dunk a tennis ball. I could never dunk a basketball because I couldn't get on top of it. But I could dunk a tennis ball, and I am 1/100th the athlete of Albert Pujols.
Right.
So if I could get up that high to where I'm close, he could probably dunk a basketball. I would say yes.
He was twitchy enough, but I thought that was a good one because you think of modern Albert Pujols, and no, I don't think he can now, and in his 40s now, but I bet when he was in his 20s, I bet he could.
Yeah, and I probably not now, but the guy that I always go back to is Nate Newton at 6'3". He could dunk.
Yeah.
I think he could dunk without his high tops done up, just with high tops on loose. He could dunk, and that he's lifting a lot of mass, more mass than Albert Pujols.
Right.
And he could dunk. So I think Albert Pujols could dunk, and probably not now, but I wouldn't even completely rule that out.
I just found myself laughing listening to that, though, just thinking, okay, what a ridiculous argument. But I thought about it for the rest of the day, and I've come back to it several times this week. Yeah, I think so. I think Albert Pujols can dunk. I think we got that settled. All right. Topic number two. This came to us on the Hang Zone. this too, a ridiculous conversation, especially the way it starts with Jake. He bought his wife a birthday gift this week, and he bought her a toaster. Now, right off the bat, my experience with that through the years with either friends or myself buying some sort of appliance or anything like a toaster or a vacuum cleaner for Christmas or birthday usually doesn't work out very well. But apparently that's what she wanted for her birthday, a nice toaster, which leads us to the second part of this. If you go buy a nice toaster, how much do you think that cost you?
So I heard this segment, and it interested me because about 5 years ago, I also bought my wife a toaster for one event, her birthday or Christmas or something.
How'd it go over?
It's offensive.
Well, I felt a little lame buying her a toaster.
Looky there. Four at a time.
I do not. And then I heard Jake talk about the price points for these toasters. And
it's amazing, isn't it?
5 years ago, I don't think I had those options. Or at least I wasn't taken into a back room like he was.
Yeah. Listen to how this starts. And this definitely got my attention.
Bro, toasters, they've leveled up. Much like mayonnaise.
Oh, hold on.
I spent like $175 on a toaster.
Does what it do have we got? Cool features?
Does it, you have an app to.
I was telling TC
turn it on your way home,
and like so they do have ones with apps now, and I don't even know why I did this. I guess I was just in the mood to entertain myself. I walked into a Home Goods Emporium type place yesterday. Kind of walked around with my hands behind my back for a couple minutes, just perusing. And the sales representative walked over to me and said, what can I do you for?
Yeah, he did.
And I said, show me to your finest toasters. And he said,
take you to the back room?
This way. And he walked me over. They had, you know, 8, 9, 10 of them there. And he just broke down every single one of them. And it was very similar to Snoop buying the nail gun. He's like, now this model right here. He's like, this is a 4-piece stainless steel.
Don't they have some with like a display on it now where it shows you what the bread looks like at this point in toasting?
And as Dan said, they have some that are Bluetooth controlled. So I picked one out and he was very pleased with
check your email on it.
He said, this is the top rated toaster at this price point.
And he got it for $175. I had no idea. I got online last night. You can go up into the 300s, the 400s.
Yeah, well, these are toaster ovens, not just toasters.
Yes, some of these have attachments where you can basically put two pieces of bread and a hunk of cheese and make a panini.
Yeah.
And then put it down into the grill.
The toaster oven is the most underrated kitchen appliance, in my opinion.
I had no idea this was going on.
I never had one, like, growing up. And then in my young adulthood, I got my first toaster oven. I thought it was such a game changer.
Now, are you talking about it's a side door? It's on. I'm still talking. It looks like a toaster.
Oh, but wait, you're talking. This is a real toaster?
Yes, a toaster.
Not a toaster oven.
With attachments that you put two pieces of bread, and then you put that down in the slot, and that makes like
in
a
the
panini.
Slot?
And a slot.
Uh-huh.
And you take a shot, and it makes like a panini for you.
Hmm.
I had no idea that you could do this. And yeah, you have the screen on the side that shows you how your toast is doing. And
okay, Junior, did you buy a toaster or a toaster oven?
Toaster.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I think that seems like the most overrated piece of kitchen equipment. Why do you need a toaster when you have a toaster oven?
Right.
I don't know.
But they make toaster ovens that have the turbo mode on toaster ovens where you can cook a frozen pizza in like 2 minutes.
Wow.
Like the pizza will say, you know, cook for 20 minutes on someone. You don't know. You put it on turbo and it's done.
I eat pizza.
Okay, I need to check out toaster ovens, but you need to check out toasters.
No, I don't.
And Jake is right. They have leveled up like mayonnaise.
Nope.
Dan also had a funny moment in that I thought might make the e-break. He said, Jake at one point, I think, said, my wife likes to make waffles in the toaster.
Oh, yeah.
And Dan said, you can make waffles in that toaster? Like, he thought it was a waffle.
Pour the batter in there?
Mm-hmm. Like, you could pour the batter, not stick a frozen waffle in there.
You know what? With some of these attachments, I bet you can make a waffle in them. And just pour the batter into some sort of mold and then put it down in that slot.
I don't know about that.
I'm telling you.
Oh, you are?
Check out toasters. You'll be surprised at the attachments that now come with them.
But put that on a shirt.
Check out toasters.
You'll be surprised at the attachments that come with them.
All right, topic number three. We were talking on this show about FDR being in Fort Worth many years ago and eating at a Mexican restaurant that is now going out of business. So we had him sitting down with somehow Grover Cleveland, and then it turned into Grover from Sesame Street, and then Gordo delivered what I think was the line of the week.
How many presidents have eaten at a Fort Worth Mexican restaurant? Do you think any did before FDR?
Before?
Ooh, probably not.
Did Grover Cleveland in one of his administrations?
I'll take two enchiladas and a beef taco.
There's Grover Cleveland ordering at the original.
Wrong Grover.
And a margarita, please. No, two margaritas.
Ah, three margaritas.
And one for my counter friend here. Hello, everybody! Please do not open this book!
Anyway.
Hey, look, it's FDR!
What was the other guy you mentioned? Oh, Jimmy Chonga. So stupid. FDR and his friend Jimmy Chonga.
Yeah, he's over there touring Fort Worth. He was. Hey. Yeah. They're his best friend.
You guys ought to name something after him.
They're his best friend. Who's that?
Jimmy Chonga.
All right, birthdays.
John Ashton is 75.
Craig had about had enough, but man, I thought that was hilarious.
No,
I
was, Craig was the parent ushering the kids out of the fun room there.
I was just nervous there because I always have to play the role of getting us out on time, and we were way late.
It was funny,
but it was 10 minutes making me nervous.
Trying to take enjoyment away from the P1s.
No, I'm not. If only they knew. If only they knew.
And then real quick, I don't know if you guys heard country music sounding like this. This is point number four, and listening to the Hardline. Y'all may have seen this week because this video has gone viral. Y'all ever heard of Katie Noel?
Oh.
And the Southern song?
I've not heard this song.
Cathead Biscuits.
But somebody sent me, tweeted at me, very against my will, some pictures of her in a state of tremendous undress.
Yeah.
Is she the
one with the tattoos?
Yeah,
okay,
upper body tattoos.
I got those too.
But yeah, there's a pic they sent me of her squatting.
Well, this is
apparently meat curtains.
Okay, now that's a bingo for sure.
What?
But I thought you had left that behind.
This is apparently country music, as Corby found out. Ticket. Trying to hold in the sound of your breathing. Silence is golden, you're louder than she plays. That's the wrong one.
I didn't know we were playing this.
Okay.
Yeah, why didn't you tell them that you were playing it?
Okay, we just had a...
I don't understand why.
I called for an out and up, and he just ran an out.
What's happening right now?
Is it on the quarterback? Is it on the receiver? That's for you to decide. It requires editing. A lot of editing. Yeah.
And he
just know that maybe we'll play it in the corner. How about that? How about an edited thing in the corner?
Okay,
I'll take the L. Here.
It's on the quarterback. It's always on the quarterback when the interception's thrown.
It's on me. We just miss it.
All right. On that low note, we wrap up the debut of the segment. What I heard this week.
Yay!